Hello, and welcome to Yousef Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Hey, Yousef Dave here. Welcome back to another episode of Yousef Stoop. This episode is about elderberry. And the most beautiful part about this episode is it's the last episode of season 2. Look how far we've come. 2025 is a turn around the corner from being over. It's amazing how much time can pass and how much you can learn when you apply yourself. And with the colder months coming, happening currently, elderberry is a nice place to cap off 2025. So let's start with the origin. Elderberries come from a shrub known as an elder. This shrub or shrubs are native to the temperate regions in Europe, North America, and Asia. There are two common species, the American elderberry, Sambucus canadensis, and the European elderberry, Sambucus nigra. Now that we've explored the origin, we're going to take an intermission and go right into the benefits of elderberry. Welcome back. Let's jump right into the benefits. Number one, it's great for immune support. Cold and flu severity and duration becomes reduced. It's high levels of antioxidants, vitamin A and C help with that process. Next, it's great for heart health. It lowers cholesterol and blood sugar. Rounding it all off, it's listed as a good source of fiber. So in these cold months, make sure that you're taking extra care of your body. If it's one thing we've learned this year, it's that the more that we tend to our health, physical, mental, and spiritual, the better we'll be. And the more that we can hear God, trust God, and be guided by God. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in for all of season 2 and season 1. And I look forward to recording more, to growing more, and speaking more with you all next year. Remember, I love you, and thank you again for coming to Yousef Stoop. God bless.